All right, boys, I think, and you know, a lot of times when we go through the emails, we get the Dirty Friday requests, we get the Ta-Ta Tuesday sticker requests, we get this, we get that.
Yep.
And every once in a while, we get, for some reason, just a pocket of requests for certain songs that we've played in the past.
Yep.
And I don't know, is there something in the air? Or is it somebody hanging around with his homies? That they always, for the last like week and a half, we've had a lot of requests to play Devil Went Down to Jamaica.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
So, Sully, can you fire this one up?
Sure.
Well, I bet you can.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Yeehaw!
There you go.
Nice.
Sully, harsh stuff.
Oh, yeah. Very harsh.
609.
Lamont and Tonelli in the morning.
107.7 The Bone.
.77 The Bone is the Bay Area's rock station, and we rock like this.
Money, loving, is what I got.
The Bay Area's rock station is 107.7 The Bone.
The Bone.
.77 The Bone, that is Bob Seger, and live, Turn the Page, 617. Hey, I'll tell you something. I was just on the webpage, and if you haven't seen this yet, go to the station webpage and then click on the Lamont and Tonelli tab, and it will take you to the front page where there's a couple things you really got to check out. First off, the Gary Coleman deathbed pictures, and I know the Globe thought they had a scoop where they had the pictures of Gary Coleman on his deathbed with his wife sitting there like she was at a tourist attraction, like doing a Facebook page, taking a picture of herself. But apparently we've unearthed some other deathbed photos that are just amazing.
Incredible.
Mona, have you had a chance to do this yet?
It's an exclusive.
You're
not going to see these anywhere else.
Go to the our station webpage and then click on the Lamont and Tonelli page, and I want you to do that because there are some pictures there today that you're just going to go, wow, how'd they get those exclusive pictures?
Well, you know, you got to pay top dollar for something like that.
We must have paid about 10 bucks for those.
Thanks to Shannon Price having a low threshold monetarily.
Must have been like people walking through the room taking pictures. And then there's a video on our webpage that I was watching it this weekend, and I'm just like, holy crap. The one I'm talking about is there. I guess there's a picture of a video of Slash, who's in concert with his brand new band.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're in concert, he's playing "Sweet Child of Mine" by Guns N' Roses, and there's a fan that jumps on stage and attempts to tackle him from behind, like Slash is in a mosh pit or something.
Yeah.
Slash kind of like takes the full brunt of the hit, falls to his knee. The guy falls off stage, and the amazing thing is Slash did not miss a note. It is incredible video and incredible audio. Have you seen that, Mona?
No,
that
you got to see it. Cool. It's spectacular.
But you
and
what really
Slash,
will
like
rock
you said,
you.
Doesn't miss a note.
He doesn't miss a note in the song, and the fans just start cheering at that point. It's incredible video, but the pictures of Gary Coleman are really eye-opening.
And I thought from what was leaked
Mona,
to me...
Mona, find them?
No, I'm coming
in
right now.
Okay, I want you to
was,
go now.
From what was leaked to me,
to load.
I had heard through the grapevine, and this was before they were posted, that the exclusive photos that we have on our website, that you're not going to find anywhere else, that Shannon Price was actually flashing money in one of those pictures. I guess we missed that one.
Oh, is that right? Really?
I guess we missed that one.
Mona found it.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, I think the whoever wrote on the comments, Baby Huey Karma, you're going to hell. Hit it right on the nose.